بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كان أخوان على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وكان أحدهما يأتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والآخر يحترف، فشكى المحترف أخاه للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: لعلك ترزق به. رواه الترمذي بإسناد صحيح على شرط مسلم. يحترف يعني يكتسب ويتسبب. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that there were two brothers who used to, there were two brothers in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of them would stay in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in order to acquire the knowledge of deen. And the other used to earn a livelihood. And obviously the one brother was supporting the other. So the one who used to earn a livelihood, he came and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the laziness of his brother. He felt that his brother being dependent upon him, he was not happy with the situation. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded to this complaint, and he said that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you your risk and your sustenance because of your brother. So from this hadith we learn quite a few important points. This first point, my respected brothers, is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَعَلَّكَ تُرْزَقُ بِهِ, that perhaps your seeing to his needs is a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making your sustenance easy. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein the principle, the sunnah of Allah ta'ala is explained, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi, that as long as you are in the service of someone else, as long as you are helping someone else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in your service and Allah ta'ala will help you. So you are serving your brother, you are seeing to his needs, etc. This is the means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making your risk and your sustenance easy for you. And from this we learn one very, very important caution and warning. That never feel that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in need of you. Sometimes a person spends a lot on charity, spends a lot in deeni causes. Doesn't mean that there is a guarantee that whatever he is doing accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because shaitan and nafs does not leave anybody. Shaitan comes and puts this thought in the heart of the person that look at how generous you are. Look at how much, na'uzu billah, the deen of Allah is benefiting from you. So this is where we have to be very, very careful. Never ever feel that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in need of us. In fact, if Allah is using your wealth and Allah is using your livelihood for the service of his deen, you should make shukr to Allah. You should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala is accepting your wealth for his deen. And be rest assured that Allah ta'ala is definitely recompensing you. It's not that you'll only receive reward in the hereafter. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ما نقص مال عبد من صدقة. ما نقص مال عبد من صدقة. He said, the wealth of no man diminished through charity. In other words, the more you spend, the more Allah will spend upon you. أنفق ينفق عليك. He said, spend, Allah will spend upon you. So when your wealth is being used for the deen of Allah ta'ala, do not feel the deen of Allah is dependent upon you. Like I mentioned, make shukr, Allah is accepting your wealth and Allah is paying you back. You are being protected from poverty. You are being given barakah in your sustenance. And in fact, your sustenance is increased because of the fact that you are spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another very important point, my respected brothers, we learn from this expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at this scenario. One hand, one person is learning deen. The other hand, the other brother is earning and he is seeing to the financial requirements of the one who has freed himself for deen. So he complains. What does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Perhaps Allah is giving you your sustenance because of this person who is learning deen. So from this we learn that Allah ta'ala often grants sustenance because of his mercy for the weakness, for the weak ones and the righteous ones. And not necessarily because of the efforts of the strong and the intelligent. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa hal tunsaruna wa turzaquna illa bi du'afaikum." He said, "Perhaps Allah is sustaining you and Allah is helping you because of the weak ones amongst you." In other words, don't feel your money is doing or your wealth is doing. Because of the weak, because of the sick, because of the infirm, it is their barakah and blessings that Allah is giving the strong and the intelligent. One majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one sahabi stood up and he said, that, "Ya Rasulullah, I never ever get sick. Ya Rasulullah, I never ever get sick." So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Please leave my majlis. Please leave my gathering, because we don't have need for any people like you. We think it is the strong, the intelligent. They are the ones that are doing. Allah's system is something else." Very famous incident, we would have heard it. That there was one sahabi, one night he comes home, he asks his wife to bring some water for him. And while she goes to fetch the water, he dozes off, he sleeps away. So she's standing next to him the entire night, waiting for him to wake up. She doesn't disturb him. Finally, when his eyes open, he sees his wife in front of him with a bowl of water. He's shocked that, "What a wife Allah has given me. How much of khidmat. She didn't even disturb my sleep." So he tells her, "Ask whatever you want, I will grant it to you." "What is her request?" She says, "I want a divorce. I want to be separated from you." He's shocked. Finally, when he realized what a wife Allah had given him, now she's requesting a divorce. So after trying to reconcile with her, after trying many attempts to make her understand, he says, "Let us take this to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." On the way, he slips, he falls, he gets hurt. When he slips and he falls and he gets hurt, then what she says, she said, "Okay, I changed my mind, we can go back now. I no longer want the divorce." So when he asked her to explain, she said, "Nothing, no difficulty used to come to you. No sickness used to come to you. No hardship used to come to you. So I feared that you are deprived of the mercy of Allah, and I did not want to spend my life with someone who is deprived of the mercy of Allah. But when you slipped, you fell, you got hurt, I felt that perhaps Allah's rahmat and mercy is descending upon you." This was the crux of the incident. So from this we learn, my respected brothers, in fact it is mentioned about Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion, Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi used to have this jazba that how somehow or the other the ulama and the learned and the scholars should get involved in the effort of da'wat and tabligh. Because he felt by their involvement, through this, the awam would also get involved. So once, Mawlana Manzoor Nu'mani, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his kitab, he mentions that once Mawlana Ilyas was very, very sick. Absolutely sick, very weak, couldn't even get up. He heard that Shah Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, Shah Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi, great alim of the time, had come to visit him. Mawlana Manzoor Nu'mani says that when Mawlana Ilyas, such was the desire he had that the ulama should get involved in the work, that when he heard that Shah Sahib had come, despite being so weak that he couldn't even get up, he forced himself, he stood up, he sat up and he started talking to Shah Sahib. And after speaking to him for about half an hour, at the end of this, Shah Sahib became convinced of the importance of what Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was saying. But he passed a remark, he said, "Perhaps if only you had told me this 10 or 15 years ago, when I was strong, when I was young, when I had vigor, when I had energy, at that time I could have done so much more for this work of yours, if you had told me this 10 or 15 years ago." What was the reaction of Mawlana Ilyas Sahib? He said, "Shah Sahib, at that time, 10 or 15 years ago, when you felt you were younger, you had strength, you had vigor, at that time I had no need for you. Now that you feel that you are old and you are weak, now is the time I have need for you. Why? Chunke Allah Ta'ala in jaiso se kaam lete hai. Because Allah Ta'ala takes work from those who feel I am weak, who feel I have no strength, that I can't do anything. Allah Ta'ala in jaiso se kaam lete hai. Allah Ta'ala takes work from such people." This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Hal tunsaruna wa turzaquna illa bidu'afaikum." It is the weak ones amongst you. It is the sick ones amongst you. It is those that are dependent amongst you. They are the ones because of whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sustaining, and Allah is providing for the strong and the intelligent ones amongst you. The sabak and the lesson Don't be reliant on your own efforts. Don't feel you are serving the deen of Allah. Allah is using you and Allah is giving you barakah and blessings because of your wealth that is being accepted for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another very important lesson, my respected brothers, is we have to be very, very careful that we don't look down upon or criticize those who have freed themselves for acquiring the knowledge of deen. Allah Ta'ala has taken upon Himself, Allah has taken upon Himself to see to their needs and their requirements. The mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَكَفَّلَ اللَّهُ لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ بِالرِّزْقِ تَكَفَّلَ اللَّهُ لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ بِالرِّزْقِ. The one who has freed himself for Allah's deen, for acquiring the knowledge of deen, Allah takes upon Himself the responsibility of the risk and sustenance of that individual. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.